So let's look at this question again. What is the expected frequency of each possible genotype in the population? In other words, if there are just two alleles, how many individuals do we expect to have of each of the three possible genotypes? With only two alleles, if the frequency or proportion of the A1 allele is P, then the frequency of the other allele must be 1 minus P, or Q. The frequency of each genotype is just based on the probability of drawing those two alleles in combination. So for the homozygote for A1 is P squared, the homozygote for A2 is Q squared, and the heterozygote is PQ times 2, since there are two ways to form a heterozygote, picking A1 first and then picking A2, or picking A2 first and then A1. Note that the proportions of all alleles of a gene must sum up to 1. So in the case of just two alleles, P plus Q equals 1. The math gets a little more complicated when you have multiple alleles, but still, their proportions will all add up to 1.